Now, Philip May stays in the background, saying very little in public except to support his wife. He seems to be modelling himself on the other first husband, Dennis Thatcher, whose motto was, "A whale only gets shot when it spouts." But a file released today by the Thatcher Foundation shows how Dennis did make his views known when it came to the guests for a showbiz party in Downing Street in April 1988, Sancha Berg reports.
June 1987, the last rally of the election campaign, and 45 celebrities, including Jimmy Tarbuck, lined up for Mrs. Thatcher.
Maggie's right. So if Labour get in to get rid of all the stuff and all that, you know, the cruise missiles and all that, hey, I'll be National Service again. If you give me a bow and arrow.
She won, of course. A few months later, staff at Number 10 started planning a grand thank you party. On the list were 229 names, not just the stars who'd turned out, but the country's most famous artists, musicians, broadcasters and sportsmen. Then Dennis Thatcher stepped in.
Whilst I accept, of course, that not everyone who comes to our receptions are necessarily on our side, I find it both unpleasant and embarrassing to entertain those who publicly insult the PM. This list, therefore, needs some careful checking in this regard.
Richard Ingrams, former editor of Private Eye, reading a handwritten note from Dennis in Mrs. Thatcher's private files, released today by the Thatcher Foundation. For years, Richard Ingrams imagined Dennis's voice in the fortnightly Dear Bill letters. A keen golfer, fond of snifters and sharpeners, living in fear of the boss, as he called his wife. The tone and style uncannily similar, it turned out, to the real Dennis. In fact, Richard Ingrams could have written this note.
Absolutely. I mean, it is said that Dennis sort of played up to the Private Eye image, but I don't think that's right, because I don't think he probably read Private Eye at all. And one of the strengths of the Thatchers was that they disregarded the media.
Dennis Thatcher went through the guest list with a red pen. 4 ticks for the comedian Eric Sykes, 3 for the golfer Peter Alice. For those he didn't want to see invited, Dennis put a question mark. Those included the artists Gilbert and George and the BBC newsreader Jan Leeming.
One of the things we know about Dennis is that he had very low opinion of the BBC. He thought that they were all pinkos, as he called them. But it might explain why BBC people do not figure very much on the list, except for, I think, Jan Leeming. But she's queried. The surprise query is against the name of Sir David Attenborough. But I think that may be only because he thought he was the BBC.
The idea of a grand reception for the arts was dropped. The final list included the original 45 celebrities and, amongst others, the team for the forthcoming Winter Olympics. The biggest name, Eddie the Eagle Edwards, Britain's first ski jumper in decades, wasn't there. He had a prior engagement. Today, once again, there's a male consort in Downing Street. Could Dear Bill be revived? Richard Ingrams doubts it.
Philip May, I mean, he's playing the Dennis role of not of keeping his trap shut. He's not going to spout like a whale. But Mrs. May doesn't really measure up to Thatcher. She's like a sort of ghost of Thatcher, but not with the same qualities and the same kind of gung-ho attitudes to everything.